This is Rhema for today.
Somebody said, well, that's pretty serious. Well, the reason he said leave them alone is because they had rejected him. He had given them their opportunity. They had rejected him. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. God suffers long, but there comes a day, somewhere, sometime, there is a day when God is going to say, leave them alone. That day will come when Jesus Christ splits the clouds of glory. We be taken away. I'm going to tell you what, all the Spirit of God is going to be taken away, and ain't going to be nothing left but the devil and his crowd. You talking about hell on earth, you're going to have it. You can read about it. It tells you all about it in the Word of God. Get over and read about it.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin continues his teaching, Spiritual Life and Scriptural Healing. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
We need to get our lives lined up. Now, I'm not talking about a do and don't or tradition or what some churches preach. I'm talking about getting yourself lined up with the Word of God and living a life that is holy before God. 60 years ago, you heard people preaching about holiness. When I was quoting Brother Ian Bell, being holy before God. Holiness means right living. We need to live right. And I'm not talking about what somebody else thinks is right. What you think may be right may be as far from the truth as the east is from the west. But I'm talking about what the Word of God talks about, living right with love in your heart for your brother. How did he say you're going to know that they will know that you're my disciples? What? By the love for the brethren, or the love for one another. I want to tell you what, when you pull a shady business deal on somebody, that's not showing love. When you give your word on something and then you see that it's going to cost you money out of your own pocket and you weasel out of it, that's wrong. That's not right living, and that ain't got nothing to do with do's and don'ts. That's got something to do with what the Word of God says. Woo! Gets a little quiet, don't it? I'm getting close to your door. And close to my own door. We can shout when we sweep in the other fellow's front porch, but when we get on our front porch and start doing a little sweeping, it gets a little tough. Let's go on here. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Verse number 12, let's jump on down here. About the middle of the verse. Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard what you said? Jesus' disciples said, hey, Jesus, my goodness. You got on those boys' case pretty hard. You upset those fellows. You upset the religious leaders. Look what Jesus said. But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Go back and do a little studying about the vine and the engrafting of the branches. You'll find out about the plants. See, they understood this. They understood the working of the vineyard, the grapes. They understood the working of the olive tree, because that was their two main sources. It's the olive tree and the vineyard. That's what they made their living by. They understood that. They understood the plants being planted. They understood the engrafting of new branches onto a trunk, Sometimes the branches would get bad or break, and sometimes they wanted to perfect the crop. We still do it today. You got a good, nice trunk of a tree, and you go in there, and you cut out a little bit, and you engraft another branch in, and you do certain things and work with it, and pretty soon that branch is growing right to the trunk of that tree. We have been the branches that have been engrafted to the vine of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all he's saying is, hey, if my Father didn't plant you, you can forget about him. I don't care how good you look. Don't make no difference how green you are, how pretty your leaves are waving in the breeze. You're going to be uprooted. Forget about it. Let them alone, Jesus said. They be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, they shall both fall in the ditch. Somebody said, well, that's pretty serious. Well, the reason he said leave them alone is because they had rejected him. He had given them their opportunity. They had rejected him. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. God suffers long, but there comes a day, somewhere, sometime, there is a day when God is going to say, leave them alone. That day will come when Jesus Christ splits the clouds of glory. And we be taken away. I'm going to tell you what, all the Spirit of God is going to be taken away, and there ain't going to be nothing left but the devil and his crowd. You're talking about hell on earth. You're going to have it. You can read about it. It tells you all about it in the Word of God. Get over and read about it. Well, that's just some sideline issues. Just thought I'd get that in. Is it any wonder then today in this church, in this day and age in which we're living, is it any wonder that the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ has become non-effective or with no power? Huh? Why? Because we've done away with it by our own traditions and our own teachings. And our own ineffective service to God. Ooh-wee. I'm talking about spending hours in prayer. I'm talking about going without some food. Prayer and fasting. I better get off of that. Everybody's starting to get quiet on me. Well, that's the introduction to this subject that I want to teach on this week. Now, let's get involved with, and I said that Calvary was twofold. Now, let's get involved and see how this twofold operation works. All right? Revelation 5:9. Turn to Revelation 5:9. And they sang a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Okay? Notice that, by thy blood, or by his blood. All right? Going back into the Old Testament to Leviticus 17:11. I'll read it for you. You won't have to turn to it. You can turn, just write it down. You can turn and read it later because we need to redeem some time here. It says, and it makes it very clear that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is what redeems us from sin. For it says, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood, and in parentheses, you can put, not the flesh, that maketh atonement for the soul. And if you'll do a little study, you'll find that in some of these places they interchange the word soul. It can be interchanged with spirit in some places. Now, not in all places. You need to get the context of of what's going on. Don't just pull it out. You need to study the whole scripture and all round about it, so you'll find out whether it's talking about the soul or whether it's talking about the spirit. In the Greek, that is pneuma, spirit, pneuma, not soul, but pneuma in the Greek. Back in the Old Testament, it'd be in the Hebrew. You need to go study that. Now, Then it is the blood of Christ, not his body, that makes the atonement for sin. You see, back in Leviticus, you're going into the back to when God established the blood being sacrificed on the altar for the remission of sin. Actually, in the Old Testament, if you go back and study it, it was called the Day of Atonement. They had the Day of Atonement once a year. And everybody's sins was atoned for on that particular day, and they sacrificed and so forth, and they put blood, and they did the sacrifice. Then they turned one animal loose way out then into the wilderness because he was taking all the sins away. And so forth. You can study all of it back there in the Old Testament. I don't have time to go into that. It takes days to study it, but you need to study it. You don't just need to cram faith and healing down your spiritual esophagus. You need to cram some other stuff down there. You realize your esophagus is what takes the food to your stomach? Well, you got a spiritual esophagus that takes the spiritual food to the spiritual man that lives on the inside too. You get that through studying the Word of God. You see, then we go back to Hebrews 9:12. You're right there close, so you can turn to that one. Hebrews 9:12. And we're going to read what Paul says here in Hebrews 9:12. See, Paul's talking about the sacrifice of the new covenant realities. Verse 11, but Christ being come an high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building. Neither by the blood of goats and calves. Now see, that's what they used to offer, the goats, the lambs, the calves. But by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having attained eternal redemption for us, our eternal atonement. That could be for us. Remember when we were talking about atonement, we were talking about that atonement was reconciliation or redemption. Those are all, see, sometimes we have a problem with words. Quit playing on words and begin to realize that it's very simple. Some of these words can carry the same connotation and the same connotation of meaning, and that's what's here. Redemption carries the same as atonement.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's CD, How to Grow in Love, along with his book titled The Healers in Your House. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD, Whatever You Need, God's Got It. Finally, we have Kenneth E. Hagin's DVD, Bringing Back the King. All these items are for the special price of only $30. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so email us today at partnerservice@rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
I think we're going to have a bunch of lights.
We are. Yes. It's hard to believe.
It's almost Christmas time.
There is concessions. There's all kinds of things that are going to happen.
We're going to turn those Christmas lights on Wednesday, November the 26th.
Yes.
So, hey, I know that many of you come to see the lights, just reminding you about it. You can start making preparation for your trips to come in. They come in here from Arkansas, Kansas,
yes,
Texas, all over the place to see these lights.
Yeah.
They are spectacular.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will start a new and powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.